Hi, Paul Clark. It's Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Dr. Debbie Higgins. Hi, Doctor. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, medical director, Coastal Care Clinics in Savannah, Georgia, HIV clinical investigator, and we're going to talk about HIV today. And actually, there's some good news here. New advances are transforming HIV treatment. However, every 14 minutes, one new person contracts HIV in the United States. And it says, geez, 50% of low HIV diagnosis were in the southern states, I guess, of America. And, well, how prevalent is HIV in the United States now?
A little over a million people living with HIV in the U.S. A little over a million.
And has that, what, how does that compare to the past?
Well, you know, the current rate of infection or prevalence has remained fairly constant, but the number of new infections have gone down considerably over the past 5 to 10 years. And even though we have seen those advances with outreach, prevention, education, there are still pockets of the communities that are still heavily and disproportionately impacted. And namely, those are communities of color, our young people, and people who live in the southeastern United States.
How has HIV gotten received initially, and then how is it passed along?
Well, the most common method of the most common method of transmission remains unprotected sex, followed of course by HIV drug use, and then we have really done a tremendous job in preventing mother-to-child transmission. But the primary mode is unprotected sex, whether it's heterosexual sex or sex between the same gender, primarily men with men.
How many out of that million are women?
Well, approximately 25 to 30% of people living in the United States with HIV are women. So the other 70 to 75% are males.
How did a woman get HIV? How did she get it?
Most women.
How did she get it?
Well, most women get HIV from having unprotected sex with an infected man. That's the primary route of infection. But there are things that we can do to prevent infection, of course. And I think that once a person finds out that they have HIV, the most important thing is, of course, is to be linked to care. So everybody should be tested, and then if they test positive, be linked to care. If they don't test positive and they're at risk, they should be able to link to be in a prevention treatment program.
Okay. So you're saying linked to care. What do you mean by that? I mean, you're director of the Coastal Care Clinics. Tell us that. What are those clinics?
But what I mean is to be linked into a healthcare facility that treats people living with HIV. And that could be in any community, in any zip code. So I want to make certain that, I stay on track with our treatment advances of HIV. I've been a treater now for going on 30 years, and I've certainly seen significant changes in what we've been able to do to treat people living with HIV, primarily, of course, in the drugs that we prescribe. And we have come a long way in a short amount of time. While we have in the past 2 decades centered on a 3-drug regimen to treat HIV, the FDA has recently approved a 2-drug regimen. And this 2-drug regimen, comprised of dolutegravir and lamivudine, are just as effective as a 3-drug dolutegravir-based regimen. And we can decrease exposure to antiretroviral drugs. And because people are living longer, near their normal lifespan, they're going to have other chronic illnesses such as hypertension and cholesterol issues. People have mental health issues. So we are concerned about treating the whole patient. And since we are now at a pivotal point with a 2-drug option now, and the drug I'm talking about today is Dovato, D-O-V-A-T-O, with Vive Healthcare and myself, I had the distinct privilege of serving as a principal investigator for this new drug. And while it is an effective drug, it's not for everybody. people who have hepatitis B, people who have certain cardiac illnesses, people who take certain medications, people who are on dialysis. This drug is not for them. It's approved for adults who are new to treatment. And even though it is very effective, there are the potential for some side effects, like headache or upset stomach. Sometimes people can lose sleep or just experience fatigue. And if individuals would like some more information about the drug, the website is Dovato.com. I would be happy to entertain some additional questions. Paul?
Sure. Great. Tell us, you're an investigative HIV specialist. What actually does that mean? How does a drug come? I mean, I have tremendous respect for pharmaceutical companies. They do a tremendous amount of research and development with all good intentions and good news. So we're believers because they have saved millions and millions of people's lives or made them better. Mm-hmm. How does a company go about testing? Do they use human beings? They test this until they feel,
very fair question. Well, the evolution of healthcare in this country has evolved from just having an idea that has not been tested to having a theory that has been tested by a well-designed trial with FDA oversight. And there are multiple phases to HIV. There are multiple phases to trials in general, phase 1, 2, 3, and 4. And there's always this concept about what a company might want to do. They tested, of course, in healthy individuals who don't have any the disease to find out about the right dose. And sometimes companies use animal models to test the drug for safety. By the time a drug gets to human trials, the FDA has certainly been heavily involved with looking at the preliminary data on a smaller scale to make sure that it was safe to proceed. So we look at safety, efficacy, durability, and tolerability. So research is pivotal no matter what disease state we're treating. And because we're talking about a potentially, fatal illness, we need effective treatments to give people the best life possible for the longest length of time. And if you will recall, prior to 1987, there were no drugs to treat HIV. And HIV was a death sentence, and people had a very short lifespan after diagnosis. But look at where we are today. People can live 50 and 60 years past their diagnosis because now HIV is a chronic, manageable disease. So we look at the whole person.
Great strides.
We have.
Great strides, and I applaud you. Actually, we just finished a movie today, and Dionne Warwick is one of the people in our movie talking about love and asking her about her outreach and the things that she cares about with HIV research that she's been involved in, John and a lot of other people. A lot of concern in this world about that. Do you call it a disease or do you not call it a disease?
HIV is a disease. It's a transmittable disease, but it's also preventable and treatable.
Uh-huh. That's the good news. How about the people around somebody that has HIV? What do you suggest for them to do?
Well, I think that we have to educate ourselves to dispel any misconceptions or misunderstandings about HIV, that HIV is not transmitted by sharing foods, or it's not in sweat, it's not on toilet seats, it's not on eating utensils. And that if we educate ourselves, we can better empower ourselves to not only learn about HIV, but also to prevent HIV and to prevent the stigma and discrimination that so many people living with HIV experience. And that has a negative impact on people getting tested, people disclosing, and people staying linked to care. So we just need to, like I said, educate ourselves by learning what resources are available in our community through HIV and AIDS education community support groups.
What was the name of that website again that people could go to?
Well, the one about the drug was Dovato, Dovato.com. But I found other resources. You can go to the CDC, .gov. You can do a web search for HIV support or HIV education. And you'll find in any community some type of community support to educate, to test, and to get people into medical treatment if that's what they need.
Let me ask you one last question, and thank you very much, Dr. Yu, and thank you for the work that you've been doing for all these years.
Yes.
As I mentioned, we have a movie called, it's Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And I've been asked many people, what is peace, what is love, what is hope? What is hope, and I think, in this scenario? What does hope mean to you?
Well, in this scenario, you know, the ribbon that we associate with HIV, it talks about hope. And, of course, the hope is for a cure. But until we have that cure, we have very effective treatment, and people are able to live a near normal life, a high quality of life, to pursue their dreams and their aspirations. And hope is being, it's the opposite of dread. It's the opposite, of course, of having no hope. So I'm very optimistic about a cure, but I'm more excited about the treatments that we have right now that are allowing people to live to 50 and 60 years past their HIV diagnosis.
That's beautiful. Well, and thank you very much for the important work that you've been doing. Obviously, it's in your soul to do good. And so we appreciate very much the opportunity to get a few moments to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.